Oh guys, today is a day of conflicting emotions for me because today a lot of things are coming to an end. I feel like crying. Actually, no, I don't, but today my students are writing their final WAEC exam, which is my subject. Imagine that coincidence. So like, I've just been thinking since yesterday evening that, oh my God, this today will be the last time I see all of them together as a collective, possibly the last time. I might probably be seeing some of them around, you know, some of them I might visit some of them, that kind of thing. But together as a collective, as teacher, student, those official positions are most likely coming to an end today. And even though they'll always be my students and I'll maybe always be their teacher, who am I kidding? I'll always be their teacher. You know, it's just few summer. But another thing that is coming to an end today temporarily is that today is the final episode of season one for the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And it's been such a journey, yeah. Like, oh my God, it's so awesome. But, oh my God. But anyway, I digress. And hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you are listening to this. And you are here about to listen to a very, very short episode of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And don't go anywhere because you are in for a treat. Hey, look, I made it. Oh my God, I love that song so much. That song was Hey, Look, I Made It by Panic at the Disco. Oh my God, Brandon Urie is such an awesome singer. Like, in fact, some of you might be wondering, why didn't I just sing that song? I don't think my voice can do the magic that is Brandon Urie justice. So I decided to just play the song. But anyway, how are you guys doing? How's been your week so far? My week has been splendid. My week has been less busy. My week has been joyful. And my week has been anticipating of this today, of this ending. Today is the, what is today's the 11th of September 2020. And today is the final episode of Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. I'd like to say thank you to everybody who has listened so far. In fact, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I am sorry that this is the end and no wisdom is going to be shared here, I think. But you are free to go back and listen to the previous episodes because there's a lot of gist there. There's a lot of wisdom there, yeah, fam. There's a lot of helpful things there. But man, 7 months. This podcast officially started in March of this month, in March. And I think the first episode went out on March 27th. So imagine, that was not the actually first recorded episode, but like that was the first episode I uploaded. And I talked about money and three major reasons why people want money. You can go back and listen to that. It was such a great episode. Yeah, like I don't know how to do this whole appreciation episode thing. Okay. Oh my God. This thing is... I started podcasting. I've been thinking about it for a while. I ruminated on it for a year and a half. And while I love to talk about my podcasting journey and, you know, how I got to start and the things I actually did, that would be some time else. But like, started in March, April, May, June, July, August, and September. Those are seven whole months of podcasting with only 1 week break in between all of that. And you know, back to back, it got stressful and then it got joyful and then it got meh and then it got awesome. And then, you know, starting podcasting wasn't a life dream or something like that. It wasn't something so big to me. The reason why I didn't even start in the first place is because I was so afraid of a couple of things. But I started podcasting and I have to say I love podcasting. I have grown so deep, so much in love with podcasting that taking a break, like up to a 3 weeks break, because that's how much break I'm planning on taking. I might take more. So if you want to know when season two is going to start, follow me on my socials. On Instagram, I am at Volatile with Daniel. On Twitter, I am at Daniel Briggs. Also, join the mailing list, join the newsletter, guys. The links are in the description below. The links are in the show notes. Join the mail list so that you can keep in touch with me. We can share ideas. You can give me ideas for season 2 because I am open. I have created 3 to 5 different, you know, plan boards or something, you know, for season 2. And every single time, the plans keep changing. So I have not made up my mind yet. And who knows, I might just do the same thing I did for season 1 and just wing it, you understand? Although I don't want to do that, but I want to thank every single person who has listened to this podcast, who has shared the links, who has given feedback, who has given reviews. Through podcasting, I gained a couple of friends. I gained a wholesome, supportive community, the Podcasters of Nigeria. We go under the hashtag Podcasters of Ninja, 9JA. Ninja, you know, you can find us there. You can find all the podcasters there, Nigerian-based podcasters, and also some around Africa, some from Ghana. Even we have some Nigerians in the US who are under that hashtag, who are under that community, and it's been so, so lovely. I want to thank those who have supported financially. I wasn't even expecting it, but y'all be coming through. Y'all be coming through. The 1K here, the 3K there, the 500 naira here. Like, it's been so, so awesome. And if you want to support the podcast, you know, in light of season 2, helping me get better equipment so that I can, you know, give you better sound and stuff like that, you can also just support financially using Shukran. Shukran is a platform that was created by Africans so that you can support African creators, so that you can tip your creators. You can do so with as low as 100 naira, which is $1 basically, or $1. Actually, 100 naira is not $1. What am I saying? 100 naira, $1, and then, you know, the rest. But majorly, this podcast has survived not because of money, but because of the support that the listeners have provided. And I am so, so grateful. I'm so, so grateful for that support, because that support is not something that I believe I have totally earned, but something that you have gifted me with. And it's so awesome, you know, to have that kind of gift. To have the gift of people's loyalty, it's so, so awesome. And it's not something I want to misuse. It's something I cherish so much, and it's something I plan on preserving. But that aside, one thing I loved most about season 1 is because there was a, I don't know how to put it, there was a, you know, measure of growth for season 1. What I started with wasn't what I ended with. The kind of topics I was talking about when I started wasn't what I ended with, you know. So it's just been lovely, and I don't want to draw this episode out, so I'm going to be ending it quite soon. I am very, very grateful again. I don't want to name some particular names because, you know, that's tacky, and I don't have their permissions to, you know, speak their names out. But there are some people who have shown up for me for this podcast in so many different ways that just thinking about it brings warmth to my heart. Yeah, I just want to say thank you, guys, and I'm so grateful. In fact, I learned that, you know, most new podcasters have this 9-episode block or 7-episode block, but I did not have that, and I'm so grateful. Like, it's been an experience. I'm rambling. Like, I don't know what to say. I am so, so touched right now. Okay. Moving on to better things. Plans for season 2. Yes, season 2, I plan on talking a bit more on societal kind of issues, you know, social kind of issues rather, but taking it in perspective on how they affect the individual, because nowadays we run on this thing that is called identity politics, where we are all part of a community, we are always part of a group, and we are not recognized as individuals. And I'd like to take those issues that are used to trap people in, you know, general identifications, and then talk about how they actually touch us individually, how they actually affect us individually, our psyche and other kind of things, how they either stunt our growth or push our growth, how they either scar us or grow us, you know, that kind of thing. So that is majorly my plan for season 2. Not necessarily that everything will be a societal kind of issue, a social kind of issue, you know, but I don't think you can talk about personal development, I don't think you can be somebody who is all up about personal development and not care about what's happening in society, because we like to say society doesn't matter, but the truth is society matters the most. It's either you are following, either way you go, you are following society's rules. Because if you're a rebel, that means you're a rebel by definition, because you don't fit in with society, right? So which means society still defines your rebel status. If you're a conformist, which means you follow all of the societal norms and rules, in the end, the society still defines how you are looked at, you understand, irregardless of how you personally define yourself. So society matters a lot. Society is where we get our productivity. Society is where our productivity rather makes us money, makes us profit. Society is where we find communion, where we find fellowship with people. So we don't find all of that within ourselves, you understand? So society matters a lot. The opinions that are espoused by society, everything matters a lot. And they affect us in different ways, whether we like to deny them or not. Another thing I want to do for season 2 is I want to read stories, guys. I want to read stories. And what do I mean by that? Okay. So if you're a storyteller, if you're a writer, you understand, let's say you write short stories, you write novels, okay, maybe not novels, you write short stories, you write maybe one shots on some particular site, maybe you have a blog where you tell one short stories, you write spoken word, you write poems, you know, all that kind of thing. I would love to bring all those stories to light in my podcast. I would love to read stories out to people, you understand? So if you are part of those people that I mentioned, although I'll be talking about this more on my Instagram, remember at Volatile with Daniel, so follow. I'll be talking about this more on my Instagram, but if you are one of those people, you understand, you have poems, you have, you know, some particular stories, even ones that you haven't published, you understand, ones that you're afraid of reading out to yourself, you know, I can help out with that, because I love reading stories. Guys, I really do love reading stories. I love reading other people's works, because there's an art to it, there's a beauty to it, and there's a sense of being to all those works. So I would love to portray them out. I would love to read them on my podcast, you know, or just have you read them out on my podcast. So if you would like to be a part of this for season 2, message me. You can either message me on my socials, or you can email me at altdanbriggs@gmail.com. You know, altdanbriggs@gmail.com. So that's basically it. This particular episode is the most convoluted episode I've ever made in my life. I didn't know how to do this appreciation thing, kind of things, but I'm so happy. Once again, thank you so much for everybody that has supported this podcast so far. Right now, we are closing the gates, you know, turning off the lights, pulling down the curtains, and packing up the set. The studio is going to be shut down, not permanently, but for a while. And I will miss speaking to you guys. I will miss, you know, talking to everybody. But man gotta go rest and come back rested. So in light of that, I say goodbye to all of you. Not forever, but just for a little bit. Stay. Please don't forget us. Listen to other episodes of the podcast. Constantly share this podcast every week. Don't forget our hashtag, The Fluid Gang. And I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Hi, Daniel. This is Didi from the Podcasters of Nigeria Telegram community. Okay, I just listened to this, your last episode about your season finale. So I just want to say congratulations on your season finale, and also congratulations to your students that just finished their WAEC examination. We look forward to greater contents in your season 2. Congratulations once again.